Why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly, though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie-cutter compatible, and if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
Jarrett Price
and RJ McGarra
here at Moore Motors in Carroll.
RJ, listen to this. The all-new Ram 1500 with available 8-speed transmission is Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year.
So, Ford F-Series is America's best-selling truck 36 years in a row. That's longer than you've been alive, Jarrett.
Ram 1500.
Ford F-Series. See us today for one of yours.
At Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, the volume Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer of the thumb. M81 just west of Caro, or on the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
The Michigan High School Athletic Association has teamed up with University of Michigan NeuroSport to provide online concussion education for coaches and officials at required rules meetings this year. Parents, athletes, and youth sport coaches can learn more about concussions by taking the free course at MichiganNeuroSport.com. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
WLAW Sports. It's time to start the second half. Currently in the first half, Cass City dropping the bomb on the Bad Axe Hatchets. John, I feel like I cut you off there in the first half.
Well, just one other point is that, you know, for the Bad Axe Hatchets, they don't have to utilize the three-point arc 100% of the time. They have a couple kids. You know, Tanner Krug was having, I thought, a good first half. But if you want to identify a couple kids that can, you know, shoot the three-point, that'd be James Canarian and also Austin Trammell. Everyone else, take the ball to the hoop, and I think it's working, and plus it would put some pressure on the Cass City defense. It would make Cole Israelson work, and plus might get you out to the foul line, because let's face it, Bad Axe does not get to the foul line enough for the entire season, and they need to go ahead and stop the clock and have opportunities to score.
Well, there was a total of 6 fouls between the two teams in the first half, so no one's really in foul trouble. Will Sutton for Bad Axe has 2, and Jacob Perry has 2 for Cass City. Bad Axe will get the ball to start the second half. Out there, Kramer, Braden, Krug, Sutton, and Canarian. For Cass City, we have Orban, Dickinson, Israelson, Hartwick, and number 11, Perry. Braden on the right wing, dribbling into the paint, goes against Israelson. He blocks it with authority out of bounds. Bad Axe will get it on their own baseline.
That was a good job by Ben Braden. Take the ball to the hoop.
Matt Kramer passing this one in for Bad Axe underneath their own hoop on the right side of your radio. In the white jerseys, gold sides, blue lettering. Canarian dribbling on the left wing. Nearly loses the handle on it. Now back into the hands of Kramer. Still dribbling. Top of the key. 7.5 to play. Trailing by 13 are the Hatchets. To Cass City, 22-9.
Cass City's in a 2-3 zone, which is pretty live right now. But they just got a turnover on the Hatchets.
They tried to feed it into Will Sutton, and instead it goes out of bounds. After a little aggression from the defense of Cass City. Orban will be receiving this one. Right to left across the radio in the maroon jerseys with white stripes down the side with white lettering and letters.
Cass City is facing the Hatchets man-to-man defense.
Hartwick, top of the key, against Kramer. Over to the left wing to Dickinson, back up to Orban. 7:05 left in the third, still a 13-point lead. No one has scored here in the third.
Kent City's being very patient on offense.
Orban kicks it into Dickinson, who gets the ball stuck between the backboard and the hoop, which is a jump ball. Jump ball, and everyone actually retreats to the side of the court. It's Cass City ball because of the possession arrow. And everyone finally gets back onto the correct side of the court. And Orban will be passing this in right into Perry. It goes into the lane, draws contact, and goes up for the shot, and he's fouled. He'll be headed line for two. Jacob Perry at the line, shooting two. His first free throws in the game. In fact, Cass City is 0 for 2 from the charity stripe so far. 6:52 left, and the first one is ugly as the first two, right off the front of the iron. It's still a 13-point lead. Cass City 0 for 3 on the night from the free throw line.
That's a rare miss by Jacob Perry.
Jacob Perry's second free throw. This one is just as ugly as the first. No legs in it. And rebounded by Tanner Krug over to Ben Brain across the timeline, left to right across the radio. 6:45 left in the third. 22-9, neither team has scored in the third. Ben Braden at the left elbow over to Tanner Krug, drives into the lane, back to Wilson at the free throw line. Left wing to Braden from the free throw line, jump shot off the mark, rebound still loose, and into the hands of Perry for Cass City over to Dickinson. Dickinson into Hardwick across the timeline, right to left across the radio. 6:20 left, still 22-9. We've played 2 minutes in the third. Perry, or Orban, feeds it into Israelson, goes up for the shot. He hits the deck after being fouled. And Cole Israelson will be going to the line for two shots. He has 8 points on the night, 0 for 2 from the free throw line so far. And it's the first team foul against Bad Axe in the second half, and it goes against number 44, Will Sutton. That's his third, the only man in free throw foul trouble. First free throw from Israelson is good. He's 1 for 2 on this trip. And 1 for 3 overall. Second one is up, and this one's good as well. He evens out at 500, 2 for 4 on the night. He has 10 points. It's now a 15-point lead, largest of the night for Cass City. They have not trailed in this game, except for the very beginning of the game. But Ben Braden comes back and fires a three from the top of the key for 3, and it's good. He has 5 and brings Bad Axe within 12, 24-12. 5:50 left in the third. Dickinson over to Perry for Cass City. Back up to Orban. He's a prolific shooter. This time he drives right down to the right corner. Going into the lane. Back out to Dickinson. Thought about taking the three. Now he does. It's up. It's short. And rebound by Brent Braden of the hatchet. 5:35 left in the third. Braden over to Will Sutton for the right block. The bunny is good. And Will Sutton is in the books with 2 points. It's a 10-point game. Here comes Cass City. Orban. Favoring to his right side into the wing. Dickinson, top of the key, being guarded by Sutton. Over to Hardwick, into Israelson, and we have a foul off the ball. Looks like it's going to be actually over the back against Tanner Krug. A nearly Ed Hightower call there. Big Ten Conference is in play here. As Tanner Krug is hit with his first foul for Bad Axe and the second team foul, third team foul of the half. Orban passes into the tall Israelson, top of the key, over to Hardwick on the left wing. Into the corner, back to Hartwood. He takes the three. He can shoot it, and the halfway in and out, and Orban brings in the rebound, goes up for the shot, draws the contact. None is called, and out of bounds, Bad Axe ball, 90 feet from their own hoop on the left side of your radio. 5:01 left in the third, and it's a 10-point game. 24-14, Cass City lead.
That was a huge defensive stop by the hatchet.
Now we check in with Ryan Brown on the sidelines. Ryan is seen on the Cass City bench. What are you finding out over there, Ryan?
The coaches still isn't happy with what they got going on offensively. They're getting better looks for Cass City, but yet they're still just not in a good rhythm just yet. So look for them to keep running their offense and keep trying to get into some sort of rhythm offensively.
And Cass City just picked up their first team foul of the half, and it goes to their third personal against number 11, Jacob Perry. And Bad Axe on the inbound throws it right out of bounds with a turnover for them. And now we have a full timeout called by Cass City, and it's time to take a 60-second timeout on the WLAW Sports Network. Cass City 24, Bad Axe 14.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it. But not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance.